This is 88.5. I'm Leah Fleming. It's been 3 weeks since Governor Brian Kemp signed one of the toughest abortion laws in the country, the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Act, or LIFE Act, that outlaws most abortions. Since that time, there have been calls to boycott Georgia's film industry, confusion over who could be prosecuted under the law, impending legal challenges, and promises to make reproductive rights a campaign issue. GPB Stephen Fowler joins me in the studio now to help us figure all of this out, where things stand. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
All right, you got a big job right now because you are going to explain this to us. First, let's talk about Hollywood. Some producers have pledged to stay and donate money to groups fighting the law, but others are calling for a complete boycott of the state and say they will not film here if the law takes effect in January. So, could we be seeing a mass exodus of movie and TV filming in Georgia?
Well, the short answer is probably not. Yesterday, Netflix did come out and say that it was going to support the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia's legal fight against this bill. And if the bill does survive legal challenges, the entertainment company says it would, quote, rethink its investment in Georgia. But other producers have been on the fence waiting to see the legal challenges before even commenting. You have groups like Jordan Peele, who's filming here in Georgia currently, saying that he's going to donate money to the ACLU of Georgia and not pull out of Georgia. And then you've got a different camp of groups who haven't filmed in Georgia or haven't filmed in Georgia recently, saying that they're not going to come here until this bill is blocked.
So you reached out to all 49 of Georgia's district attorneys last week to find out more about prosecution, specifically if women who have an abortion can be criminally charged under this new law. What did you learn?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Not all 49 district attorneys responded. Of the ones that did, they fell into a few different camps. Many of them said that they weren't going to comment on hypothetical cases or wouldn't say anything unless they had a specific case brought before them to decide whether or not to prosecute. Some Democratic district attorneys said that they felt a wording change in the law meant that women could be prosecuted and they were not going to do that because they didn't feel that was right or that it was against what the spirit of the law meant. And then you had some district attorneys who said that in the Georgia Code, this section's changed, but the wording that in state code says that a woman cannot be charged for abortion, that remains unchanged. So you have district attorneys who said that women cannot be charged. So you've got cannot be charged, I will not charge, and I'm not commenting on a specific case. And that's from about 17 or 18 district attorneys that actually responded.
Lots of confusion there.
Lots of confusion.
As to where we're going to, how this is going to play out ultimately, if it does become law. Over the weekend, several thousand people marched through the streets of Atlanta in opposition to this bill. And you covered another demonstration at the Capitol recently, last week. So what are people on the ground saying about this bill, whether they are for or against the changes?
Well, so the biggest thing that I've heard, Leah, from people who do support this bill or who oppose this bill is that the issue of reproductive rights, think abortion, maternal mortality, infant health care, things like that, this is going to be a big issue in elections next year in 2020, whether it's the state House and state Senate or the U.S. Senate race with Republican David Perdue and whoever's going to challenge him on the Democratic side. Both sides of this issue are fired up. This bill and kind of this nationwide conversation about abortion rights is something that will be top of mind in Georgia's elections. You have a lot of people that demonstrated over the weekend and last week at the Capitol. You have a lot of people who support this bill, who are targeting Democrats and other lawmakers who voted against it to try to vote them out of office. So what we will see in the next year or so is language around abortion rights and reproductive rights be used for Republicans and Democrats as a key campaign issue, regardless of whether this law survives court challenge or not.
All right. And you will be watching it.
Correct.
GPB's Stephen Fowler, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is 88.5.